Philip Dinkins is the chair of the City of Tampa Human Rights Board and asked the council to vote for the amendments today.
The issue of the need to include gender identity in the City of Tampa Human Rights Ordinance first came to the Tampa Human Rights Board's attention over a year ago. The board has held special workshops, and at various board meetings we met with citizens of the community to learn of their experiences. The results demonstrated that a need exists in our city for legal protection for transgendered individuals from discrimination, and the board voted unanimously to recommend that council consider this.
13 states plus 17 municipalities in Florida have included gender identity in their ordinances. Dinkins says Tallahassee was the most recent city to issue such an ordinance.
In their decision, Tallahassee stated that gender identity inclusion is consistent with legislation currently passed and currently under consideration at the federal level. Their references to the Matthew Shepard James Byrd Hate Crimes Prevention Act that was signed into federal law on October 28th. According to a recent California-based study, one in two transgender participants had experienced employment discrimination. According to a 2007 study by the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Alliance, known as GLSEN, 9 out of 10 transgendered students in our schools experienced verbal harassment, and more than half experienced physical harassment.
Council member Joseph Caetano voted no on the amendment, predicting potential legal concerns.
If a gentleman dresses up as a woman, does he have a right to go into a ladies' room, a ladies' restroom? I think this is going to present a lot of problems. It's going to keep the judges very, very busy. That's my opinion. It's going to be legal problems after legal, and we've got enough problems.
Concerned about the permanence of an individual's decision to identify as transgendered, Charlie Miranda asked Assistant City Attorney Robin McKinney for clarification.
However, when you said the gender transition, is that on a daily basis or for life?
Well, it's a life transition.
Okay, then I have no problem with it, but I don't want somebody today be Tom and tomorrow be Teresa on an ongoing basis in city government.
McKinney said there is a difference between cross-dressing and the decision to undergo permanent gender change.
Cross-dressing, as I understand it, is when an individual wears the clothing of the other gender. It could be made, an argument could be made that that falls under this definition, but the purpose of it is to protect individuals who are making that transition, and they're typically under the supervision of a medical person when they're doing so. It would be up to a court or a deciding entity to determine exactly which conduct is covered.
Council member Mary Mulhern voted in support of the ordinance.
So I think that this is an excellent ordinance. I think not just the Human Rights Council, but also our attorney who worked so hard on this, and I think it does make Tampa be one of those progressive cities where everyone wants to live. And it also is a proactive thing. We saw what happened in another city nearby where a great employee had to leave and find another job because of a decision to have a sex change operation. So I'm fine with this ordinance the way it is, and I don't think that we should add more discrimination back into it.
The Human Rights Ordinance has already protected against other forms of discrimination, and council member John Dingfelder notes that this will merely provide a broader spectrum of protecting individuals from discrimination.
But it's government's role to ensure that there's no discrimination against anybody, okay, whether or not they're Tom, Teresa, back and forth, or what have you. And that's what this ordinance does. We already had this ordinance on the books to protect everybody else as to race, religion, sexual orientation, that sort of thing. But this one takes it a little bit further to ensure that there's human rights for everybody. Therefore, I'll be glad to read and move the ordinance.
A second reading of the ordinance will be held November 19th at 9:30 a.m. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.